Game 5 of the Eastern Conference quarterfinals tonight at the Phillips Arena as the Celtics and Hawks are tied at 2 games apiece. This is the Boston Celtics pregame show on CLNS Radio. Thanks for tuning in to CLNS Radio here on the 26th of April, 2016. I am Larry H. Russell. We'll be later joined by, per usual, Chris Vivlamore, Hawks beat reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution for tonight's Game 5 Eastern Conference quarterfinals matchup in the 2016 NBA playoffs between the Atlanta Hawks and the Boston Celtics. This series is tied at 2 games apiece, and tip-off is at 8:35 p.m. Eastern Time, and tonight's telecast will air locally on Comcast Sports and Net New England, nationally on TNT and 98.5 FM, the Sports Hub, here on the local radio airwaves. Celtics enter the game as 7-point underdogs, over-under of 199.5. Tonight's officials are Mike Callahan, Pat Freier, John Gobble. Leroy Richardson is the alternate. Injuries for the Celtics, just Avery Bradley on the report. Still out with a hamstring injury. Stay tuned to CLNSradio.com for any further developments in the Celtics injury report. News for the Hawks, Kent Bazemore, Dennis Schroeder, and Al Horford all on their injury list. All probable. Bazemore with a knee ailment, Schroeder with an ankle he aggravated in Game 2, and Al Horford has a sore groin. All are expected to suit it up, but interesting to note, nonetheless, Diego Splitter out for the year since February. Hawks are coached by Mike Budenholzer. In this postseason series, Jeff Teague leads the Hawks in scoring even after a 4 of 18 output in Game 4. Teague also leads the Hawks in assists for the series, Al Horford in rebounding and shot blocking, Bazemore in steals, and Paul Millsap averaging 38.5 minutes per game in this series. Finally had a breakout night back in Boston with 45 points, 13 rebounds, and 4 blocks in Game 4. Atlanta's second-rate defense in the NBA based upon efficiency held the Celtics to 39% shooting from the field in their Game 4 loss in Boston. For a more in-depth look at the Hawks for tonight's game in Atlanta, let's go to the wall and speak to those butter side downers. Chris Vivlamore of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, and our segment with Viv is brought to you by SeatGeek, the leading and most honest ticket app online. Get the best deals on tickets with no hidden fees for buying and selling sports and concert tickets. And to get a $20 rebate off your first ticket purchase, download the free SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab and click add a promo code, and enter promo code CelticsBeat. That is CelticsBeat, all one word. It's a great deal, and you support this show by doing so. So again, download the SeatGeek app, promo code CelticsBeat. Want to thank SeatGeek for getting Viv here. Viv, Hawks defense has been pretty strong 4 games into this series. Certainly wasn't the reason they lost in Game 4, as the Celtics shot just 39% from the field. Atlanta got some good offensive outputs from certain players in Boston, but what in your eyes were the ailments that didn't allow them to come away with the split they were looking for in Boston?
Now, actually, if you look at their transition defense and key aspects of that game, after they went up by 16 in the third quarter, they let the Celtics back in it with some defensive lapses in transition. That's huge for this team. They've got to get back. And they stress, you know, the first three steps. And if you're lazy with those first three steps, you're giving Isaiah Thomas a chance to run and the rest of the Celtics a chance to run. And then I wouldn't say it was defense down the stretch. That was poor offensive execution, obviously. Last play in regulation and then the bad shooting in overtime.
We actually mentioned the fast break after Game 1. That's how Boston got back into the game in Game 1 with a lot of fast breaks, but they really locked them down in Game 2. Now that the Hawks know that that's pretty much one thing they really have to watch out for, Boston has made 2 huge runs in this series, one that actually ended up costing the Hawks a game. Could you see that continuing in Game 5 now that Atlanta's really going to key on it?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, that is the Hawks' bread and butter defensively. They'll give up, you know, rebounds to make sure they get back. And with that smaller lineup that the Celtics are using and are very successful with, they've got to get back. And it'll just be interesting, I think, too, to see, you know, we've talked a lot about the Hawks making a priority to protect the paint. But when you add a Jerebeko who can spread the floor and he's hitting the threes, you know, they're going to have to be a little leery of that.
Yeah, the Hawks are one of the worst offensive rebounding teams in the league just due to the philosophy that they have, where, like you said, they put an emphasis on getting back on defense rather than crashing the offensive glass. Very rarely do you say, interesting point by Charles Barkley, but after Game 4 on TNT, he said something along the lines of that he believed that the Hawks may have been taken out of their game a bit since they're such a team-oriented team. When they ride one guy, no matter how effectively they say as Paul Millsap was on Sunday night, where do you sort of come down on a take like that?
You know, I'm kind of right in the middle because I understood that, and I asked several players after the game myself, you know, did that affect them? Some said yes and some said no. And so I'm not really sure. I can't believe that if somebody's, you know, on a pace to score 45 points, you just don't feed that guy and you stop feeding. It doesn't make any sense to me. Now, whether that had something to do with their poor outside shooting or the Celtics defense had something to do with that or they were just off, you know, I don't really know. It's an interesting point. I don't know where I fall on it exactly.
We've been talking a lot about Millsap's play in the series, both when he wasn't playing well and, of course, his great game in Game 4. And, of course, the primary storyline from Sunday evening, or one of the primary storylines, was the play of Marcus Smart. And, of course, finishing the game on the aforementioned Paul Millsap and pitching a shutout in overtime on him. We talked about the defense of Jay Crowder was playing on him at times in prior shows. Is this really the way to do it now? Maybe a more athletic player, even if it is sacrificing some size, just as in the case with Smart, to defend Millsap in the best capacity possible?
Yeah, that's going to be one of those interesting things, too. I'm really interested to see if the Celtics stick with that or not, because I got to think over the course of a game, Millsap's size is going to be an issue for Smart. You know, I think, and I don't know if I believe this either, but I think Millsap kind of alluded to that point in the game. He was a little tired, and that might have had something to do with Smart's success. Again, I'm not sure I want to go as far as to say that, but the difference in Millsap, you could see it from the start. He was going to be aggressive. He was going to get to the basket. And then when some those start falling, you get on a roll. I think if the Celtics put Marcus Smart on him to begin with, that's going to continue.
I was just going to bring that up about Millsap's fatigue. I was going to ask you how much you thought of it was Millsap slowing down at the end of the game in overtime after the Hawks just rode him for 3 3/5 quarters, really. But how about the Atlanta crowd now? It goes back to Atlanta. You were mightily impressed with Boston fans, and I mentioned to you on Celtics Beat this past Sunday that one thing to watch out for was the early start time in Boston on a Sunday evening. Sure enough, I saw your Twitter feed at CVivlamoreAJC tweet out before the game that there were some empty seats for the start of that game on like Friday night with the 8 p.m. tip. But you could say they were there when the Celtics really needed it, that's for sure. Now the Hawks get the late start, 8:30 tip tonight. Is there almost some pressure on the fans to deliver the same emotional lift the way the Celtics crowd seemingly energized that they did for their players in the middle games of this series?
Yeah, I think so. In fact, they've gone so far as the organization is putting their CEO on local radio urging fans to come and, you know, try to make as big of an impact on this game as Celtics fans did in games 3 and 4. You know, I think the crowd will be there. You know, whether they are as loud and they're as early as Boston fans, that remains to be seen. But, I mean, it's just important. That's what makes the playoffs so fun. It's just kind of the swings of emotion and how you deal with it. And, you know, who would have thought after the Hawks won games 1 and 2, they were riding high, and then you come back after losing 3 and 4, and, you know, this is a must win for the Hawks. So it's going to be kind of interesting to see. But, you know, I think the Hawks are looking forward to playing at home.
The importance of this game, the all-important Game 5, you know where I'm going. We'll take a prediction. Yep. And then a quick follow-up to your prediction. Is it safe to say that tonight is the series?
Yeah, I got one wrong, didn't I? So, but I do think I think the Hawks win this one, again, just because the pressure's on them. They're home. They need it. You cannot lose Game 5, especially at home, or this series may be over, you know, on Thursday. So, yeah, definitely. I think it's going to be another close one because I think the Celtics have some momentum and, you know, a thought that they can win too. So I think it's going to be close, but I think the Hawks will pull this out. And then I think we might be talking 2 more times.
Chris Vivlamore, Hawks beat reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, can follow Viv on Twitter at CVivlamoreAJC. You mentioned 2 more times. We know it's at least once. Catch you again on Thursday back in Boston.
You got it.
Hawks have won 5 straight games against the Celtics before Boston snagged those 2 wins at home in this series. Celts have now won 3 of the last 4 in Boston, but have not won down at Phillips, dating all the way back to January 5th of 2013. Projections for this game tonight, Atlanta, winners of 71% of game simulations. Wow, also 69% of winning this series. Still, Hawks going with the usuals, Millsap and Horford up front. Bazemore and Korver on the wings, and Jeff Teague will start at point. Celts will start Thomas, Turner, Jay Crowder, Jonas Jerebko, and Amir Johnson. The aforementioned Isaiah Thomas, two good games at home after struggling with his shots in games 1 and 2 down in Atlanta, under 40% shooting in both those games, but an efficient 11 of 23 Sunday night following up his 42 points in Game 3. Jay Crowder, a little better night shooting from the field, hitting two threes to start the game and finishing at 4 of 11, his best shooting night thus far in this series. Marcus Smart, as we all know and as we've just discussed with Viv, huge game off the bench for the Celts in Game 4, and of course the key move, switching him to guard Paul Millsap, shutting him out in overtime. Stat of the evening, Smart's opponents, while Marcus was guarding them, were 1 of 10 shooting from the field. Football analogy, that is Darrell Revis-esque. Also, Smart played 41 minutes and was 7 of 15 from the field. Go along with 8 rebounds. Jonas Jerebko, taken advantage of and then some by Paul Millsap, led the Celts in rebounds in Game 4. Programming for tonight, no Garden Report. The game's down in Atlanta, so it'll be back for Game 6. But head on over to the website. The CLNS Radio Celtics post-game show goes live immediately after the game. And as you know, the only post-game show online to go live after any game anywhere. And tonight's hosts will be Sean Backey and Joe Sway Pavon of WEEI. Get your voice heard on these airwaves. Call in toll-free 347-215-7771. That is 347-215-7771. Or again, just listen on clnsradio.com or on demand anytime, any place, anywhere after the game on the CLNS Radio mobile app. We will be back here Thursday. Will the Celts be playing for their season or, goodness, a chance to advance to the second round? Chris Vivlamore of the AJC will be back once again and maybe for the last time. Want to thank Viv for his time today, as well as on episode number 154 of Celtics Beat, available on the usuals, iTunes, Stitcher, clnsradio.com, and the CLNS Radio mobile app. In case you missed the show, give it a subscribe and a rating and review on iTunes to enter yourselves in a free giveaway contest, and of course, to get the number one podcast on the web dedicated to the NBA's winningest franchise, delivered right to your listening device. Want to thank Viv for his time today once again. All the time he's given us on these airwaves, today's show included. And most importantly, I want to thank you, as always, for listening for today's Boston Celtics pregame show with LHR. This is LHR signing off.